Conference committee will come to order. Is it on?
Jesus.
Yes. Now is it on? Okay, the conference committee will come to order. With the permission of both sides, I would like to make a motion to go past midnight. I think there's an agreement coming down, they want us to wrap it up tonight. So on that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion adopted. Did you find out about that?
The one I asked the Commissioner of Agriculture said that that was an amendment that had been agreed to.
Okay. Senator Sparks, do you have an amendment there for the...
Mr. Chair, I have the A-15 amendment.
And Mr. Chair, maybe I'll just explain. It's actually the same amendment you saw last night, the House amendment, but there were some issues after engrossing it on the ag water quality certification. I was working with the Department of Agriculture this morning. So you're not adopting this entire amendment, but I want to show you the parts that you need to adopt. So it would be on 1.12 to delete such time as, and then on 1.29 to 1.31 to insert the new sentence there, once certified if a producer leases additional land. These were technical that make the amendment work. The way the leased land language last night, it was left pretty ambiguous, and I was trying to figure out this morning when Mr. Wolman, Assistant Commissioner Wolman and I sat down and worked this out to make sure that it worked right. And so you're not adopting this entire amendment, you're just adopting those two little pieces from it. I brought it up because I thought people wouldn't have the amendment, and just to show you where the differences are. So that's all you're adopting, is those two pieces of this amendment.
Senator Falk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just to be clear, because some of us didn't have it in front of us, the words on 1.12 are just such time as, delete that, and then 1.29, which were the exact?
It's the first sentence. Mr. Chair and Representative Falk, it's clearly stating, because when they split off the leased land from the owned land, they didn't include a provision to kind of telling you what you needed to do. Well, it was kind of in there with the leased land, but this clearly says that you have to notify a certifying agent so they'll know that you're leasing that land. Because the leased land then goes on to say that you must demonstrate. You still have to, when you're leasing, you still have to, for your annual stuff, you still have to follow that.
I'm just looking for the changes. So it was just the only sentence on 1.29 ending, the first sentence ending on 1.31.
Yes, and okay. Mr. Chair, Representative Falk, that's all Senator Sparks is asking you to adopt today. He's not asking you to adopt this entire amendment, just those parts of it. You've already adopted the rest of it.
On Senator Sparks' motion on the A-15, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion adopted. I don't believe there's anything else to do except to wait for the spreadsheet. Maybe, Mr. Mueller, what you can do, because I think almost all of it is agreed to, you want to go through what is on the spreadsheet that has been agreed to, and everybody can hear. Wait till we get it handed out here.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, a couple things going into it as it's being passed out. The general fund target originally was $23 million. It is now $25 million over base. That's what, there was an extra $2 million added. Part of the agreement is... Ms. Chairman and members, another caveat is that Mr. Hagemeyer and I will probably have to plug all these into our other spreadsheets and figure out tails. We think they all work, but I just want to put that as a caveat. I think we're good, but until we do it, we hopefully won't have to make any adjustments on any of the general fund appropriations. I think we're good, so I just want to say that. And another thing that's in the bill is a transfer from the $2.1 million reduction of the repayment of the closed landfill fund. We'll have to get some language on that about how that works. Repaying that, it's just a reduction in the. Huh? as it's being passed out, I can start going through it. Stop me if you have any questions. Line one, additional amount for forestry, $10.1 million. 1.1 of that is one time, so basically $9 million of it carries forward as base funding, $4.5 million per year. Line number three is the parks. That was in both bills, $4.5 million additional money. Line four, invasive species, $6.2 million of general fund and $1.3 million from the AIS account, giving us a total of $7.5 million. You can see the breakouts over in the right about how that works in each year. So it ends up being $3.75 per year, which was everyone had in their bills originally, but it was all originally from the general fund. There's no additional general fund money for AIS grants for local governments. Water management activities, this is new. General fund dollars, $7.6 million of general fund, $1.6 the first year, and $6 million the second year, and that will be ongoing. And within that amount, $600,000 has to go for rulemaking for silica sand mines. Real estate services, you see a new number there, a reduction to the DNR, 3.138. Joel Corps Library, there's no reduction, and we would adopt the Senate language related to the Joel Corps Library staying open with no fees. Prairie Wetlands was in both bills. Records management will be funding with AIS funds and game and fish funds. The State Forest Nursery Planning, that was a report we've already adopted. No general fund for prairie restoration, a pollinator. Utility crossing fee exemption, we will be starting this, the exemption, in fiscal year 15, and then it will carry on. So there will be one more year of the fees, and then starting in 15, the exemptions will start. And we have the Mississippi Headwater Board's increase and the Leech Lake Ban. That's it for DNR. PCA, we were going to the House and Governor's level on EQB increase, and we'll also have a corresponding increase from the Environmental Fund. Silica Sand Technical Assistance Team, there will be $1 million of general fund going for that, and that is ongoing. Closed landfill adjustment of $2.1 million. And then there are some new cuts to the PCA, general fund cuts to PCA. These are biannual numbers, so $949,000 from environmental assistance cross media and $742,000 from administration. These are general fund reductions to PCA. Under Bowser, the one additional item is the internal control compliance of $250,000, and there is a reduction eliminating the Minnesota River Board appropriation. But that's not being moved anywhere. It's just a straight-up reduction. No change for Met Council Parks, so we're not funding the House's solar grants. No change for Minnesota Zoo. Conservation Corps is at the Senate and House level of 910. Second page. Department of Ag. Lab operations, we're using the House method to do the increase in lab operations, where some $490 would come from the general fund, and then there's an additional amount out of the ag fund. We're funding the food handler inspections that was in the House, $450. Not funding manure applicator annuals, and no additional money for sustainable ag grants. And then related to Agri, we'll have to come back to this issue, I think, about if there's going to be any reductions in fundings of separate items. So let's go past that for now. No second harvest increase. Then there's two reductions that were added to the bill. There's a reduction to the elk wolf depredation appropriations by $100,000 for the biennium and a $300,000 agency reduction. That's a biennial number. No change to the Board of Animal Health. No change to AURI. You'll see down our net general fund. It's $25 million. There's $24.873 million of new spending, and then there's a little bit of lost revenue due to the utility fee crossing exemption starting in fiscal year 15. So that's it for general fund. Other funds. DNR, The first line there is the game and fish increase that they requested. This is a, the agency was asking for 8. This is 7.28, but you'll see down on line 6, the records management system, we're taking $360 per year of game and fish money to do the records management system that would came out of the original $8 million. No water management activity. Ecological classification system in forestry, it's $2 million. No to the critical habitat license plate increase. The next change item is the House had, or the governor had, and the House had a proposal for data analytics that takes money out of a variety of sources, accounts, and appropriates to the DNR for the school trust lands director. This is, there's no new funding, and the agreement was the Senate position, which is we're not repealing the position, but we're not funding it either. So that was the agreement. Asian carp, there's no additional, no money needed for that. The insurance in the bill right now. The technical change for parks and trails, that was in both bills, $1 million. Cross country ski was in both. Regarding Crane Lake, we're not putting new money into the bill out of the water rec account for Crane Lake, but it will be part of the base appropriation. So it was in both sides. We're just, this spreadsheet is just indicating that it's coming out of the base. There's a $400,000 lost reduction in statutory resource fund for the Natural Resources Fund for utility fee exemption. One other note I'll write in here, it's not on the spreadsheet, is we need to adopt the House's LACON appropriation rider, and then we'll have to track that on the spreadsheet too as additional money. But I just want to make sure that we all know that that should have been added to the spreadsheet. Next page, page 3. What we're going to do for AIS local grants is we'll have to put into one of the riders that $300,000 of the base AIS money up to that can be used for local grants. So it's not necessarily new money, it's just designating that some of the existing AIS money can be used for the local enforcement grants, which is something DNR was already partially doing, but this is at least putting a dollar amount there. And we have the two carry forwards that we have language in the bills for. PCA, this is the environmental fund increases mostly that were in the House and the governor's proposal. $3 million for water appropriation increases. We got the wastewater lab. Air program increases of $3 million. That's due to the fee increase. The $500,000 was also due to an automatic fee increase. And then the new item was improving air quality. This was in the House and the governor's bill, the $1.8 million ongoing, $900 per year. And then within that, we're going to fund the metro air monitoring program that was in the House bill at $210,000 per year.
Metro only?
Yes. Well, we'll have to look at the House language, but environmental health risk, that was in both bills, $1.2 million. And then the biomonitoring PFCs, we're going to fund that. But the agency said they can do it at a lower amount of $313 total for the biennium. And then there might be some language differences, but I think what we're recommending is the Senate had it kind of all together in one division. We should probably do it that way. And we should maybe look at the riders to see if there's any other policy issues in the riders that we have to consider. EQB, this is the environmental fund on line 36 that goes to the EQB. Sanitary District, this was in all the bills. No silica sand mining money out of the environmental fund. Product stewardship, the agreement is paint only. That's an expenditure and a revenue. So the mobile air monitoring equipment that was in the Senate bill, we're going to use the House proposal, and we should probably look at it whether we do it metro only, but basically we're going to do the House version of that. Beverage container study, we've already adopted that. That's going to come out of the existing funds. Lastly, Department of Ag, we're going with the House's use of the pesticide accounts for those items listed there, lab operations, training updates, and pollinator, all those house carve-outs from the ag account. Revenues, we have the general fund loss to the utility crossing fees. That would start in fiscal year 15. The only other fee changes are there's some other lost revenues that go into other accounts for the utility crossing fees. Again, it's half of what the original were. There's about four different accounts that lose a little bit of revenue. Snowbird registration, we've already adopted that, and there's been conversation about whether that number is really going to be that high. For now, we're carrying the number that was in the fiscal note, but the DNR has testified that might be a lower, that the loss might not be that high. And then the different small fee increases under PCA for water quality lab, air emissions, sanitary districts, and then the product stewardship for the paint only, so it would be 111. And then ag, the one fee increase there for commercial animal waste technical license fees. That is it.
Okay. Senator Sparks, you have come to an agreement on Agri of $2 million for county fairs, is that correct?
$1 million each year.
$1 million each year. So that would be all that will come out of Agri then, okay?
County fairs?
County fairs and $1 million each year.
Okay, so. Mr. Chairman, then on line 55, we should probably change that $3.25 million to, it'd be $1 million.
Two.
Oh, is it $1 million per year or $1 million total?
Per year.
$1 million per year.
$1 million per year?
Line which one?
So it's $2 million. And then the agri base reduction on line 56 would be a negative $2 million. And then circle or whatever, just make add that it's only the county ag societies of $1 million per year. Make note of that on the notes, on the comments.
Incorporate that into the spreadsheet. Mr. Mueller, did you say we have to adopt some kind of riders, or will you automatically make riders out of the spreadsheet here?
Mr. Chairman, we adopt a spreadsheet. Yeah, I have a couple notes on the riders that there are some differences that we might want to point out. But if the riders are the same and they match up to the spreadsheet, we don't have to adopt them. But there are a couple different ones that I've noted that we should maybe cruise through if we adopt spreadsheet.
All right. Like right now. I mean, you have them ready, or what do we have here?
I do. Yeah, Mr. Hagemeyer has a comment on the spreadsheet.
Mr. Chair, I did just have one comment on the Agri that we just did there. I believe those reductions are one time.
Right.
Well, and it's just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Oh, so there isn't a reduction in base.
Huh?
There's not a reduction in base. So.
It's a one-time base reduction to pay for that.
Yeah, it's all within
it's not really a base reduction, it's a one-time. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Within Agri, it's a one-time base reduction to pay for that right. County Ag grants of the same amount.
Right. So are we giving them $2 million in 1 year or $1 million in 2 years?
Mr. Chair, the way I interpret it is $1 million in 2 years, and that's it. There's no ongoing
each
funding.
Year.
$1 million each year.
$1 million each year.
Okay. For 2 years.
Then. All right. Okay. All right. That works. So now, do you want us to adopt some riders to make this work, or which ones do we have? Or are you comfortable with plugging in the numbers?
Mr. Chairman, if you adopt the spreadsheet, I can go through Article 1 and 3 and point out a couple of different riders that we should probably make a decision on, but otherwise we can say whatever numbers drive the riders, we'll just adopt. If it's okay with everyone else.
Okay, we can do that.
this.
Okay, so...
Because we will have a chance to read the language tomorrow anyway.
And Representative Wagenius will move to adopt the spreadsheet.
And the appropriate riders.
And appropriate riders.
And the appropriate riders. And do I have to give you any instructions?
No.
No? Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion adopted. And then, what's last?
Mr. Chairman, you want me to go through some of the riders quick and decide if we want them as in or out or take one or the other? There's a couple that...
Oh, wait a moment.
Okay, I'll try to go quickly. Article 1, page R4. There's the House has, on line 4.17, some permissive language using up to $10,000 for the Ag Water Quality Certification Program. Don't know if it's really necessary or not.
Huh?
Page R4, lines 4.17 to 4.20 on the House side. It's permissive language allowing the department to spend up to $10,000 on the Ag Water Quality Certification Program. Don't know if that's really necessary or not, but there's money.
Why would you do that?
Probably in the clean water bill too.
If we don't do anything, it doesn't show up.
Right.
Okay. All right. And what else?
There's another permissive rider on page R7 for the House. Page line 7.10 to 7.13. Again, it doesn't appropriate any money. We're not carrying anything on the spreadsheet for it. It's permissive. If you don't adopt it, it doesn't do anything. One of the 7.1.
Mr. Chairman, we did the pollinator stuff the other day. I thought we had all the pollinator stuff for Ag.
Did we adopt this one?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I don't
know if it was in there.
Then under, Mr. Chairman, under we start into the Agri program, there are some differences in just sort of there's some other allowances of different programs.
What?
So page R8, and we'll fill in the right numbers and the right riders to make sure that the county fairs are included. On the House side, there's some extra language on lines, looks like 7.29 through the 8.5. And the Senate does not.
Mr. Chair, maybe I can explain that. We talked about this right at the beginning. The Senate's got a statutory report requirement, and the House has this report requirement. I mean, it basically gets you to the same place. And they also ask the commissioner to create a competitive grant program but it's just basically shall consider. And also talk about some of the types of things that they've already told us they're going to be doing. That's the extra language on the side.
You should have been put my.
Mr. Chair, we should probably move either one side or the other, at least without the numbers.
Mr. Chair, can I move the House side in Subdivision 4?
The difference between the two, again, we were chatting up here.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I mean, the real difference is that the House asked the commissioner to create a competitive grant program, doesn't require them to do it. They've got the reporting requirement in here. We had it in the statutory language. They have it in the rider. We make it permanent law. They just do it for the 2 years. And then they also put in some of the provisions that the department told us that they were going to spend the money on. They actually listed them out. They don't spell out how much money to each one, but they list out the programs that they're going to plan on spending the Agri money on. They just added a little more language that it doesn't restrict anything.
Do you know which one the department wanted?
They probably don't care. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if anybody from the department's still here, but I don't know if Senator Sparks remembers, but they had that kind of sheet with four different area items. we basically enumerated them in the House. So, you know, that's how they said they wanted to spend the money, and we said, you know, all right, report back on how you spent it in those four areas. I don't know if anybody from the department's still here to...
If I could, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wabinas.
Hmm? The report back, but the other language that it would be different
Bridges,
is the commissioner shall, 7.20, shall consider no mandate, creating a competitive grant program for small renewable energy projects for rural residents.
Maybe not.
I think we were envisioning small wins.
No, you should.
All right.
Sustainable.
Senator Sparks, you know about this stuff?
Well, Mr. Chair, the Senate had a statutory report requirement, and it actually goes to different people. This goes to the chairs. That's the one that kind of a public notification to the legislature. What I was thinking you could do here is just adopt the House language and the Senate statutory report language, and then and that's the same as in the way NextGen works.
Okay, that's Representative Poppy's motion. Mm-hmm. Then all of the favors signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, Mr. Chairman, on page R9, the Senate has some extra language allowing the Agri money to be used for a pilot microloan program. And I think that I don't want to speak for the agency, but I thought they were okay with it, but I'm not going to speak for them.
Any objections from the House?
Mr. Chair, it's permissive, I guess. I don't.
I said they were thinking about doing this anyways. This is Senator
Mr. Knopf.
Senator wanted this.
What the microloan programs, what is that loans that would get paid back, but low interest or zero interest type projects?
Mr. Chair is kind of tied up, but maybe we can just wing it here. We're going to run out of time. So, Mr. Chair, Senator Westrum, this does not provide any more money for the loan program itself. This just tells them, for those that are eligible for the microloan program, that the commissioner could also provide additional assistance under Agri for those. And apparently the department has thought about this. They're fine with the Senate putting some direction. Senator Hur thought this was important in the Senate language.
Mr. Chair, if I could move that language that's on R9. Yes.
Okay.
In the Senate. The Senate side.
Senate language on
Thank
R9.
You.
All the favorites signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, on R11, same thing with Senate has some more permission language on 82.13 to 82.5, allowing some of the Agri money to be used for the sustainable ag grants. I think the department said they were already going to, this was going to maybe be one of the uses anyways.
Because Mr. Chair, this was part of the way the Senate did it. The House had additional money for sustainable ag. That's not on the spreadsheet. So the way the Senate was doing it was giving them some direction. And apparently they're already planning on doing this. But we're just making sure that is the money's available for that.
Okay. And what are the first three lines?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Senator Sparks moves 82.3 to 82.5. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
This one here. Oh, that's close up.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay. I think that is it for Department of Ag. Any significantly different riders? The rest of them, we can load either side. I think they're just technically different and load the numbers in. Let's jump to Article 3. Environment, natural resources. The first one, page R4, under PCA. The House, now that we adopted the money, there's a base rider over on the House side. The Senate has it at one-time money on the right side. We're making the money ongoing. I don't probably adopt the Senate. We can adopt actually the Senate and the House, but not make the Senate one time, and then we'll load the new money in there. Or actually, we should just put one or the other.
Yeah, I would.
We'll vote this, do the House language.
This would be obvious in the spreadsheet.
Yeah. That one's, we probably don't have to move on. The next one, though, does have some extra language on the House side dealing with the county feedlots. This is a base rider. There's no extra money going into it on either side, but the House does have some extra reporting language.
Mr. Chair, this is to send you a report on what they did.
Let's not do any extra language. Just do the insertions, I think.
Oh, yes? Okay. Did some move the House, the Senate language, the House language is that.
What do you need us to move?
Mr. Chair, I'd move language.
Let's move the House rider.
Move the House language.
From where to where?
46.23 to 46.36. And we'll load in the correct numbers. I think
those have the report.
Representative Falk moves the House language and all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
On page R5, lines 40, the House has some extra language on 47.34, I believe, saying the county is not eligible for funds from the second year appropriation unless they receive a report. Maybe the Senate language is a little bit cleaner. I don't.
Mr. Chair.
Answer.
I think the intent on this was to make sure that the counties that were receiving the grant using it, and then they would be eligible, kind of would encourage that application. So Kirk is here.
Kirk. Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Kirk Adalka with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. On this rider, there were a couple suggestions that we'd like to offer. On line 47.28 on the House and 4.33 in the Senate, there is a sub-amount there of $80,000 each year. We suggest that be changed to $129,000. That reflects and gives a good baseline of the amount of dollars that go to the counties. Currently, we do pass on, though, that $80,000 and an additional $49,000 from the overall. This will help make it clear when we're looking at the Clean Water Fund and the issue of supplements plan. So that would be our first suggestion. The second suggestion, if while the Senate language, as you mentioned, is cleaner, the House language we would be okay with if there was a change. We would propose not requiring an additional report. Currently, counties have to do annual reports already, so our suggestion would be incorporated into that. So on lines 47.32, delete the words, a report detailing, and then at the end of the sentence on 47.34, add as a part of the established annual report for SSTS programs. That way that is one report when they're doing their annual report, they supply that information to us on what they've done with it. And then finally, that sentence on 47.34, where the county's not eligible through the next, we would propose deleting that language from the House side, and we have talked to the Association of Minnesota Counties, and they also support that those changes.
Do you have those?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Okay. Representative Hansen then moves to 47.21 through 47.48.2 as amended. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the House has a rider on 48.6. 48.12. This was not on the spreadsheet. This was money coming out of the base. So there's no new money for this.
Money in the legacy bill.
Yeah, and they are addressing this issue in the legacy bill. So
Let's get that one out.
All right. Mr. Chairman, on page R6 on the Senate side, the Senate has some language asking for a report on peat-based products for controlling oil spills.
I'd love to have it.
I know, but okay. Look at my note here. Terrible. Doesn't work.
We don't know. That's what we're trying to find out.
No, we know.
See that little film where it worked perfectly? Okay, we're going to leave that one out.
All right. Mr. Chairman, on the next one on page R6, this is where we deal with the biomonitoring and PFCs. I'm suggesting we adopt the Senate language, which keeps it all together. The House had it split between two departments, and I don't know if there's anything policy-wise difference between the two riders. I don't think so. I think we can adopt the Senate language. We'll be plugging some new numbers in there, but this puts it all on the one appropriation.
You're talking 8.9 to 8.18?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Saxhog moves that on the Senate side. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Well, the motion adopted.
Mr. Chairman, the next one is on page R8, top of it. This is dealing with the, I think we just use the House language. That's a base rider dealing with those metro equipment. So let's do the House side on line 49.9. And then below that is the other part of the program dealing with air monitoring and equipment. And there's no additional money going into this, so I think we'd have to change the dollar amounts, but I believe we just, this is out of the $900,000 of new money going to the department. And I was hoping, I don't know if we get all the House position on this, if we just adopt the House language on 49.13 all the way down to 50.9 with the PCA.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to make sure they point out, when they do have that additional right at the bottom from 49.23 to 50.2, it's a little more elaborate than what the Senate has. The Senate has give priority areas to low-income indigenous American Indians and communities of color are disproportionately impacted. The House has some more language talking about environmental justice and fair treatment of people of all races, cultures, and income levels in the development. So there's some additional language there.
You know, we took that one out on the Senate. Oh, wait, what do we got here?
One of the differences here is this is metropolitan area.
Right.
This is state. I think state is the...
Mr. Chairman, in the Senate side, it was, when we passed this amendment, it was a lot of discussion about whether this would be metro in the metro area or statewide. So we should probably decide that, at least between the two proposals. Otherwise... Whether we want this to be a metro program or a statewide program.
All right, let's go statewide.
Okay.
All right, so we're looking at 49.13 through 50.9?
Yes.
Okay, Representative Hansen moved it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Next change is on page R10, the SCORE grants. The Senate is appropriating the base amount. The House has more money, but they didn't. It was all coming out of the base, and they had some little bit extra amount for competitive grants. The additional amount wasn't paid for in the House bill, so I would suggest that we do the Senate amounts. But if you guys want to consider the competitive grants, it comes out of the 14.25 and not the additional 14.45.
Which lines are we doing?
Senate. It's Senate on 7.2123, which is the base funding, which is in both bills. There's no additional money, so maybe since we're doing base funding, that's Senate language.
Representative Wagenius has moved that then.
Or Senate language.
Senate language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, on page R12, there's some new language dealing with the EQB. This is dealing with silica sand mining, and I think we need to adopt the... I don't know if in all the other discussion of silica sand mining this issue has been resolved, but I think we like the Senate, the House language that gets it out to the various... entities, but we'll have to load up the...
We adopted all the silica sand mining stuff, didn't we?
Well, Mr. Chair, you didn't adopt the rider, though. And what Mr. Mueller is suggesting is that
is that you'd adopt the house rider, and then we'll put in the right numbers based on the money. But this actually gets you the transfers and all of that. The only thing, the only issue there is that is on 53.2 after the period, there's some additional language in the house side, but that's already been adopted as part of the statutory language. I don't think you need it in the rider when it's already in the statutory language. Both of those provisions are in there. So what I would recommend is doing 59.19 through 53.2 on the house side through the period on 53.2. And then I think, because the rest of that language was already in the statutory language, so it really doesn't need to be restated.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that and then adjust it to the amounts of money agreed to.
Representative Hansen moves the house
Mr. Chair. Oops. Sorry, again for the record, Kirk Anelka with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The only issue there is we don't have a breakdown right now of it, what it is per each agency. So by adopting that language, there are no numbers to put in there right now.
No. Mr. Chairman and
Mr. Language.
We could, I think, put some language in there saying there's, according to an interagency agreement or something like that, that they can transfer money. Would that be acceptable?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Mueller, if you look at the Senate language, that's kind of what we did.
Let's do the Senate language then.
Okay.
9.21 to 9.29.
Well, Mr. Chair, the House language does have the EQB and the
oh, that's
comparable.
True.
Yeah, so I would
pull.
Mix.
I realize they've changed the amount, so I think my motion, which we had, I think we adopted before Mr. Kordoka got up there, would be to have the dollars as they are. So I think the million, and then just you're going to be getting adjustments. So I would assume that staff would be able to craft those transfers.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen, it sounds like we won't be able to. We would have to get the numbers from the agency, and they said they're not ready.
I think what my intent was there is that you could have you don't have the amount, but you would have transfers naming to each of the agencies.
Okay.
So you from the total amount you would provide for transfers and name the agencies as they are.
Yeah, and that, Mr. Chair, President, that's what the Senate language did too. But yeah, it's the same. Yeah. I think that's what you're talking about.
So the Senate language is cleaner, isn't it? Because you don't have to screw around with the numbers.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think what you want to do is adopt the House language through 52.96 and then adopt the Senate language starting on 99.24 to 9.29. But remove this as a one-time appropriation.
Okay.
So just through the period, act period of 9.29.
Mr. Hansen makes that motion then. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Mr. Aye.
Opposed, motion adopted. Whoops, sorry. Did I go too fast?
Mr. Chair and committee members, I just wanted to clarify, not all of these agencies, when we restructured the proposal for the silica sand, it was a smaller team than what was before. So some of these agencies may no longer have a role in it. And so I was unclear if all these agencies were included in the language.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Kodolka, it's natural resources, health, and transportation.
Says the agency may.
Yeah, it's may.
So you should be okay on that, right?
Mr. Chair, as long as it's permissive, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the next one, page R14. The House has some language on line 54.5 through 54.13 about submitting a budget.
Leave that out.
Oh, no. That's my favorite language.
Why?
Why?
Another report.
No, it's not a report. Look at it. It says we want budget submitted from in a way that the public can understand the outcomes that will be achieved with the appropriations. You know what? That's good government.
Well, you give me my Pete then, and I'll give you this.
Hmm?
Give me my Pete, then I'll give you this.
Oh, forget good government.
Okay.
The government is out.
Mr. Chairman, lines page R14 on the Senate side, we have the language for the transfer of the remediation fund, and I think the Senate feels this is necessary language.
I would move the Senate language.
Subdivision 7.
Seven. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion adopted.
Mr. Chairman, in the DNR, page R18, the house on lines 57.1 to 57.11 has some additional carve-outs of the, this is the $505 million per year that is currently being, that out of the water management account, and the house has some additional language about water appropriation permits. Maybe Mr. Meyer has on 57.6 to 57.11, page R18.
And why does the Senate not have that?
Probably wasn't in the governor's budget.
We have adopted the language that goes along with this.
Well, Mr. Chair,
you can do it or not.
This is the I think under the Senate version, you're giving them, you're not telling them to do it. I think they could still do that with the money. They're actually saying that they're going to spend that much of the money for that purpose. I mean, this actually locks it down to that purpose. But it is tied to the preliminary approval that Representative Wagenius is talking about.
Representative Wagenius will move the Senate language then. All those in favor signify.
Except now the numbers are going to be different.
Ms. Chairman, Representative Wagenius, the numbers won't be different. There'll be new general fund riders here. This is out of the water management account. So there'll be some additional general fund riders that we'll be putting into the bill in this area, tied to the new money in the spreadsheet.
Representative Wagenius moves 12.28 to 12.32 on the Senate side. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, page R19, the House has some extra language on the Mississippi Headwaters Board. We adopted on the spreadsheet the additional amount that was in the Senate side, but then on lines 57.17 through 57.24 is some additional report.
Senator Saxhog, is this your stuff?
Yeah.
That's a report there, sir.
We already have to report.
We like
already have to report under current law. We have an annual report.
And they just file them, don't they? Did they read them?
Here.
They're on file, yeah.
Mr. Chair, this board is required to report every year already under
so
statute.
The Senate language is way to go.
Fine.
Okay. Then that's on 12.33 to 13.3. Is that right? All right. Senator Saxhog moves that then. All in favor signify by saying aye.
This one is the same thing. Yes.
Continue on.
Mr. Chairman, on page R21. The House has a rider on line 59.18. This is requiring the commissioner, in compliance with the Commissioner of Ag, to enforce aquatic plant management requirements.
Do we like that, Senator? Representative Hanson.
If that was mine, then that was to have them working together on, because it, the Ag Department need to work together on the pesticide and the mechanical, so I would move that.
Makes sense. Any objection to that? Representative Hanson moves 59.18 to 59.24. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Mr. Chairman, above that, we should probably go back up to lines 58.20. This is where the House was originally appropriating the water money that was coming from fees.
But we're going to do it.
But now this is coming from the general fund, and I'm wondering if the House wants all this rider language to be tied to the new general fund water money.
Mr. Chair, this...
Representative Hanson.
The reason we had that was so that there were outcomes and measurements on what the money would be used for. So I think it would be good to have the those items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 so that people know what that new general fund money will be used for.
Mr. Chair and Representative Hanson, we'll just use that rider, but it'll be from the general fund. We'll use the same rider.
Madam Chair.
Yep. So, Mr. Myers.
Some of these activities we have taken off of the table. We haven't talked about, for example, installation of additional groundwater monitoring wells.
Take that out.
That'd be the one I'm concerned about. We are in agreement on the rider number 2. number three. It's some of the things that we had, that, and I haven't had a chance to sit down with, since this, the level of funding was increased, we haven't had a chance to sit down and talk about several of the things that have been taken off the table because the numbers had gone down. So I would just be concerned about including that installation of additional groundwater monitoring wells out of these dollars, since that was at one time off of the table.
Take one out.
Just take number one out. Take number one.
Representative.
If we take that out, other than that, what do you think?
I believe the rest of them are in agreement with what we've been talking about for the past several days.
So we can adopt 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and 8?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
And number 3.
3.
And, Mr. Chairman, I want to add one more thing. This is where we'll have to put some additional language saying that $600,000 can be used by DNR for the rulemaking.
Up to
6,000.
And
yes.
I think we were talking 300 per year.
Right. And when that will be one time. And then we'll establish a base going forward in the out years of 6 million. We'll add all that to the language here.
Okay. That Representative Hansen moves that, striking 1 and 3. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, on page R24, the House has some additional language on line 62.5 through 62.10, dealing with best management practices for public water access sites.
Representative Hansen, you know about this. But.
Yep, that's providing at those sites, kind of what it says there, to improve water quality. I would move it.
Shouldn't be anything wrong with that. On that motion, adopt 62.5 to 62.10. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
Then I just want to make sure on page R26 that we all know we're going to adopt the Lock-On Rider on 63.30 from the House. We adopt that, and that we'll make sure it's being tracked on the spreadsheets as additional money.
Okay, we've talked about that.
Right.
We need a motion there?
No.
Okay.
I was pointing out. Page R30 on the top, 67.14, records management system. I just want to point out we'll be adopting that rider, but tying out to the funds that are in the spreadsheet, just using game and fish and the aquatic invasive account.
Mr. Mueller?
Yes.
I believe part of our discussions included on page R28 some additional language to the rider there. It's 18.15 to 18.21 in the House, in the Senate, and 65.3 to 65.386 in the House, dealing with some AIS language.
Mr. Chairman, yes. We'll say up to, is this the?
No. Members, what we were talking about doing was kind of expanding these to also include AIS inspection and decontamination services. The same language that we're including in the ecological and water resources section under those grants that were in the bill.
Mr. Chair, I believe what Mr. Meyer is talking about, they want to have some ability to use water rec account money that's appropriated here to do some AIS work on water access sites. And I think we could pull that language from the other part and add it to this.
Right. The intent would be to provide additional flexibility for these dollars for local law enforcement to do AIS inspection and decontamination if they desired to.
Representative Hansen, do you have a suggestion?
I was going to go back to another item after.
Oh, no, let's get this. What do you want?
Mr. Chairman, sure. I say we adopt Senate language with including language allowing them to use some of the money for water decontamination and inspections. related to AIS, and we'll figure out the language. But that's the intent.
All right, that is that acceptable? Okay, Senator Westrom, do you want to move that? So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Yeah,
Mr. Chair, on the, I was going to go on R27, I think, on at 64.18 to 64.28 on the recruitment. The House had additional language for recruitment and retention for hunters and anglers that emphasize recruitment and retention of underrepresented groups. And that, I'd like to have that language.
Yeah, okay. Hunter, second, you guys look at is that all right?
I got it circled right here.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, any comments on that? All in favor, I would adopt the House side that tried to get at 64.27 and 64.28, I guess. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, could I go back to R17 real quickly?
No.
Are we going backwards?
Very quickly.
Here, Commissioner.
I'm sorry. This is just something that if we could take care of it, it'd be great. This is some language. I'm looking at the rider, 12.4 to 12.11 in the Senate and 56.9 to 56.15 in the House. This deals with a project in White Bear Lake. It's a Senator Wieger and a Representative Fisher continuation. And the Senate, the House language says available till spent. The department would prefer the House language on that rider just so we don't have to come back and deal with this again.
Okay, Senator Dill moves that House language.
Hey, do I get a raise with that
bill? Every motion you make, you get a. your paycheck goes up when you every motion you make. Hanson's leading the charge though tonight. So.
We don't know who pays it.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, but ACE, R17?
Yes. I think we adopted some language at one point that was apparently the same, but it is not.
What's that, Representative?
Okay, on the Senate side, there's language at 1134 that says maximum long-term economic return, and the House does not have it. And I would prefer we adopt the House language because it actually fits with the Constitution better.
Which one are we talking about?
Just take the word. Other than that, it's the same.
Looks the same, except,
I wasn't worried about. Do we adopt this rider yet?
All right. Yeah, apparently sometime we did that earlier.
Who knows what's going on here?
Mr. Chair, I think the question is there is a one-word difference between the House and Senate rider, and it doesn't show up on the spreadsheet. So I guess it would be good to give us an indication of whether you want the word maximum long-term economic return or just long-term economic return. And this is basically where they use the forced suspense account to, and I think the Senate language, we're carrying the governor's language and the maximum long-term. I think the House must have removed that. I don't know.
Let me explain that. What our Constitution says is that if you sell some school trust land, then you put it into an account. And the account is supposed to maximize the account. We should maximize the dollars, how the interest rate is gotten. But there is no maximize in the part of the Constitution that says that if money is generated from the lands, it is to be maximized. That is not in the Constitution. Well,
Mr. Chair, Representative Guinness, I might disagree with you because the lands are part of the school trust.
Just let's have a little opportunity to reread it the way it's written. It says if lands are sold and there's revenue, it goes into the school trust. Then it says if it's in that fund now, the school trust, those revenues must be maximized. In other words, get as much interest rate as you can.
I'm not going to, Mr. Chair, it doesn't matter to me whether you have the word maximum in there or not. I just am saying that the school trust fund includes the lands that it owns. But I don't think it matters. We're carrying the rider that's been carried for many years, and you just this year decided to delete the word maximum.
All right. So did we not adopt this already?
Well, Mr. Chair, the reason the numbers are the same, this is a base rider, so you should make a decision whether you want to include the word maximum in there or not. We're getting out of time here, though, and I don't know how much time you want to spend.
Yeah, we have to be out of here.
You got 5 minutes.
Chairman, we have 5 minutes ago.
Okay, and let's get going here.
Mr. Chair, just adopt the House language on that.
Move the House language.
Okay. Senator Sackcock moves the House language. All the favors signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for significantly different ones. I think the spreadsheet will drive the rest of the riders, unless the House has some other ones, or Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, the only other one is in Bowser. I don't remember adopting. I remember the discussion about whether you break it out for feedlot, water quality, erosion control. I don't have that marked as being. I've got some other riders that were different that were marked, but this one would not show up on the spreadsheet.
R32.
Yeah, page R32.
Okay. And Hanson moves that one then.
You're moving the House language?
House language.
That's the right one. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 What's the appropriate motion then, somebody here?
Mr. Chair, you want to move that the spreadsheet and the amendments adopted by the conference committee be prepared as the conference report, and you want to give staff some pretty good leeway to correct all of the
pretty good leeway.
I've never heard that before. Pretty good leeway
to correct and pick up the
pretty loose.
How do you trust us?
We have not discussed the by the farm language.
Well, you're,
was there
you're out of time.
Was that part of the agreement? And I don't know that. I know that that was being discussed.
Mr. Chair, that was not part of the agreement. That was sent back to this conference committee.
We're not going to do that. I think we discussed it pretty thoroughly the last time we were here. So,
okay, Mr. Chairman, I guess I know it was very important to a couple of our members in our vote margin of passage was quite slim, and I want to make sure we get a product that, you know, when we take back, we can.
Well, there was an amendment here that if you want to put that on, I'll be willing to put that on.
Gotta make your motion.
I know the language was in the bill, but I'm not sure if the.
We had an amendment that was here before that Mr. Knopf had that we could put on if you want.
Well, that amendment does not move us forward, so we can't get that. We can move forward only if we deleted two lines.
Well, I don't know if I have the votes on this side. Do I have the votes over here?
I don't think you have the votes. We never heard it.
Well, I guess we can't do it then. I know what the issue is.
We never heard it.
The A12 amendment.
Oh, we don't have the votes on this side, apparently. So, Senator Metzen moves the. What was the motion? The conference committee report and allow staff leeway to make technical corrections.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion adopted.
What do you see?
Thank you, everybody.
You want to write,
Mr. Chair? There was something that Mr. Meyer mentioned about some groundwater management areas up in the that, but we didn't get to language tonight. So that will not. I don't think that's going to be in there.
I think it's closed up.
We have 1 minute left, and I would move that be included.
Yes, that was a part of the global agreement.
And Mr. Chair, it's complicated, but we'll just make sure it's in there the way as I understand it's part of the global agreement.
Is that the stuff you showed me on the computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Representative Hanson moves that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Which is adopted, and include that into the global agreement. Okay. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.